Mitch Lawrence is with SiriusXM NBA Radio, and he is with us. Mitch, good morning. Thanks for this. I think it's a generally held opinion that the NBA does All-Star Weekend, its All-Star Game, better than any of the other Big Four sports. I know baseball's game is played more traditionally, but when did the NBA corner this All-Star market? When did it get this right in your mind?
Well, first of all, good morning, everybody, and I'm sorry to hear that Ashley's not there. She probably wishes she were in Miami.
She's in Chicago, Mitch. She's happy. She's at NBA All-Star. Yeah, but she'd rather be in Miami, wouldn't we all?
Yeah. Well, do you know the deal with Miami and the All-Star game, guys? Why hasn't the – do you know the NBA – you're sitting there. She's in Chicago. It's 1 degree.
Right.
Shouldn't the NBA game ever be in Miami? Have you ever wondered why it's only been there once and not since 1990? Aha.
Explain.
Gotcha. You'll have to think about that. You'll have to think about that because the NBA usually does everything right. How come it's only been in Miami once and not since 1990?
Is there an actual reason or just
– Oh, no, there is an actual reason. I'm going to tell it to you, but it's going to take a little – I'm going to wait. Okay. I'm going to let you think about it. I'm going to let it marinate with you guys up there. Okay. By the way, what's the temperature there? And don't give me centigrade because I can't translate that.
Okay, so it is...
Give me a little Fahrenheit reading.
All right, so it feels like minus 29 Celsius with the wind chill, which would be negative 7 or 8 Fahrenheit is my guess. Maybe so negative 10.
It's still warmer in Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, when did the NBA get it right? It's a good question because I haven't been to an All-Star game since it was in Brooklyn, New York, around 2015, but I was at every one since about 1987. So I was in the last one in Chicago in 88. And by the way, tell Ashley this, way colder in Chicago that weekend than this weekend. The temperature in Chicago that weekend never got above like 4 degrees. But anyway, the NBA, when did it get it right? Well, probably in the 90s, probably in the 2000s, you know, when you had – the stars who came out, remember like the 1993 All-Star game in Salt Lake City had like 14 future Hall of Famers, and the game was played where guys played hard. There was a lot on the line. That's been a problem the last few years. So probably then the advent of, you know, it's way before even social media where I thought it became a big deal. And it was, you know, the stars wanted to go there. Nobody avoided it. And they also, like Dominique Wilkins, guys, competed in 5 dunk competition. Five. Not like LeBron James wanted $1 million. He still, for his first one, he still hasn't competed. And by the way, I was there in 88. I know you're like, okay, boomer. I was there in 88 when Dominique beat Michael Jordan in Chicago. You think he was going to win that thing? You actually think that? So here's the deal. When you talk to Dominique today, if you ever say, Dominique, how'd you do in your 5 dunk competitions? His great answer is, competed in 5. You're right. I actually won 4. But I only got credit for 2.
Huh. With Mitch Lawrence.
Great guy there.
Yeah, of SiriusXM NBA Radio. This is Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Talking earlier this week, the Raptors were on an incredible heater, Mitch. You know that. They won 15 in a row before the loss in Brooklyn the other night. Stifled that heading into the All-Star break. But they are 40-15. They're in great shape in the Eastern Conference. You want to finish, you're not going to catch Milwaukee, so you want to finish in the 2 slot because you're going to likely get a sub-500 7 seed in the first round of the playoffs, and that would go a long way toward the presumable Eastern Conference final rematch with the Bucks. So my question is twofold for you, Raptors vis-a-vis Milwaukee. A, simply yes or no, can they beat Milwaukee 4 out of 7 times in the post-Kawhi universe? And B, or number 2, how do you shut down Giannis? How do you mitigate Giannis in a 7-game series without Kawhi?
First answer is A, which I believe was yes. Second answer was B. You go back to your tapes from last year and you try to do what you did to Giannis last year, creating the wall, not letting him drive, forcing other people to beat you. Will it work this year? Might. I don't know. I'm secretly rooting. I know a lot of people in Milwaukee in that franchise, but I'm kind of secretly hoping Toronto gets back to the finals. What a great story that would be. I'm not talking about the East Finals. I'm talking about the NBA Finals. To actually go back to an NBA Finals without Kawhi Leonard, that would be one of the great stories in the history of the league, because I'm like a lot of people south of the border. Yeah, Toronto's going to make the playoffs, sure, you know, but without Kawhi, where are they going? They'll probably – could they get to an Eastern Conference Finals? Doubtful. Now I'm looking at it, says – yeah, I could see that happen, and maybe they could beat the Bucks. That'd be a great story, right?
How does what are your thoughts on Andrew Wiggins after the trade?
Andrew Wiggins post trade, where everybody's thinking that he has become a new player with a 2-game sample size. That Andrew Wiggins?
Yeah,
guys,
I mean,
guys, here's the deal. He played for an awful organization, which had a minimal success with he and Carl Anthony Towns. The only little bit of slice of success that they had was with Tom Thibodeau. It was fleeting. Now he goes to one of the best-run organizations in sports. Just ask Joe Lacob. He'll tell you it is, the owner, right, out there. Let's see what he does with Klay Thompson and Steph Curry and Draymond Green when they're all there together. Is he all of a sudden going to get the Kobe gene? Is he all of a sudden going to have a huge motor? Is he all of a sudden going to have championship drive in his blood? Come on. I doubt it. But I like what Golden State did, because you know what? They saw that D'Angelo Russell. Here's the thing. They saw D'Angelo Russell, who had played, what, 4 games with Steph Curry, no games with Klay Thompson, and they have already determined he's not going to be a big-time player. You know how we know that? Because they traded him. If he were a big-time stud, big-time, I mean, in their eyes, if they thought, wow, this guy's going to be the big deal, you think they would have traded him for Andrew Wiggins? They would have held on to him.
Is Joel Embiid...
Have you figured out that Miami thing yet?
Oh, we're looking it up. Trust me.
Look it up, please. Oh, and no. As a matter of fact, if you Google something about what's going on this weekend in Miami, there's your answer.
No, yeah, we'll save it till the end of the segment. We think we have it figured out.
Excellent. You guys are thinking today. It's excellent on your part.
Is Joel Embiid a 76er next year?
I think he's a Sacramento King. How about that?
Oh, my God. Okay. Mm.
Why not? Well, here's the thing. If you look at it from, you know, it's going to be a decision that it's going to go up to Josh Harris, the owner, and it's going to be an Elton Brand thing. They will probably, if Brett Brown does, if they don't see the light of day in the Eastern Conference Finals, Brett Brown's done, right? We pretty much know that. The next coach they hire will probably tell them what they want to hear. I can make this work between these two guys. Why they want to hear that? Because you're not going to get 100 cents on the Joel Embiid dollar. You're going to get 65 cents, if that. So they're probably going to want to keep those two guys together, because Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid are still young. They're still guys who are, you know, heading into their primes. They still have a lot of basketball left. So wouldn't it make sense you bring in a new coach who they think could make it work, even though it probably won't, for the very same reasons it's not working now? So if they do decide to trade him, let's say they do. Let's say they decide, all right, you know what? We can't trust Joel Embiid. Some nights he plays like he's 35 years old. He never gets in shape. He's always unreliable. He's always, you know, he's playing footsie with Jimmy Butler. He doesn't want to be here. So we're going to trade him. They're not going to trade him in the East. They'll trade him in the West. And there are teams like Portland and Sacramento, which would, you know, die for him. I think especially Sacramento, with the owner Vivek Ranadive, who wants to, you know, sell seats in his building and, you know, bring excitement back to Sacramento. Is kind of a, what are they? Nobody's talking about Sacramento. They messed up on Luka Doncic. We haven't seen anything out of Marvin Bagley. They've got Buddy Hield. I would think they would love to have a Joel Embiid, don't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly marquee. That little inland California city that nobody talks about because the Golden State Warriors and the two LA teams are out there dominating the headlines. All right, we've got this, Mitch. The All-Star weekend is always set on President's Day weekend in the U.S. And in Miami, they always host the Miami International Boat Show. And that's
ding,
the
ding,
conflict.
Ding,
so they
ding,
don't
ding.
Want to move the boat show to accommodate the NBA.
And who owns the Miami Heat?
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
You guys don't know who owns the Miami Heat? Really?
Throw it out there.
His name is Mickey Arison.
Okay.
What is Mickey Arison? How did Mickey Arison make his money?
Boats.
And his father. Carnival Cruise Line.
There you go.
Guess all what? Right. The boat show is bigger than the NBA All-Star game. I don't think it is, but that's what they think.
Well, that's what they think. Well, I think they don't want their boat show to be dwarfed by the NBA All-Star game. That's probably, they know what's bigger, and they're not going to compromise their boat show.
Or keeping with the nautical reference, they don't want it sunk.
Boom.
Gurgle, gurgle, gurgle. You're right. That's why it hasn't been in Miami since 1990. And I'll tell you what, we had some time there.
Love it, Mitch. Thanks for this. Appreciate it.